Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 plus up to $425 in weekly bonuses depending on shift. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
CarMax is hiring experienced auto technicians for many of its 200-plus stores nationwide. If you're looking for a job where you can make a great living while working on the cars that you love, then CarMax is the place for you. Join CarMax to grow your technical expertise and work with state-of-the-art tools and technology. Work with the cars you love. Join CarMax. Apply today at CarMaxAutoTech.com.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben, 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. So let me get the housekeeping out of the way. I don't want to call it housekeeping because our partners are so good to us. But if it, I guess it does go into the category of housekeeping a little bit. So here it goes. Temperature control is one of the most valuable resources one could have. If you agree, then DFH Company is 100% the company for you. Simply dial 968-6222 or look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Look into their Mitsubishi Mini Split, like the one we use in the 93.9 studio, for that hard-to-heat, hard-to-cool room in your home. Also, your final day for the Mitsubishi Multi-Zone System Rebate. That's a $500 rebate, and it is June 30th. So look into that too. 968-6222 or look them up online at dfhcompany.com.
Also, a few things going on here at ESPN Louisville. ESPN Louisville is your radio home for Louisville FC. The boys in purple are back in action Fridays. Lou City will be at Sporting KC at 7:45 p.m. on ESPN 680, 105.7, 93.9 The Ville, and the ESPN Louisville app. And don't forget to catch Soccer City on Thursday from 6 to 7 on ESPN 680, 105.7.
Also, one more thing. Thanks to Jason and his team for bringing by lunch to the ESPN Louisville studios. It's a Witch Wednesday. Be sure to get carryout, curbside, or delivery from the Hertzborn or Brownsboro Crossing location. For lunch or dinner, new menu is here featuring favorites like the Cali Club, Wicked, and the Italian Grinder. Order online on the Witch Witch app. Witch Witch, superior sandwiches. What you've all been waiting for? You asked, we delivered, Steve challenged, Brian challenged, and Marcus accepted. Joining us is assistant coach, long overdue, Ross McMaines. Welcome to Middays with Marcus Maben. How's it going?
What's going on, fellas? I'm doing good. Thanks for the hype.
Listen, coach, this is the thing. We have a tradition. We finally got you on the show. You have to get through the tradition before you can settle in. This is the most awkward, tough question I can ask you. Are you prepared?
Oh, no, probably not even close.
Okay, so here it goes. This is our initiation question.
What we got?
Player or coach, are you willing right now to admit that you have the best handles in the entire Planet Fitness Center?
Oh, the best handle? Unquestionably. Yeah. Unquestionably. Lock that in. That's not awkward.
Listen, that was easy. All right, listen, coach, we were trying to debate on if you were bold enough to claim it, or were you going to be like super humble on the show?
Nah. Someone, Jared West, Dale Ellis, any of those guys, they can come challenge me on the Jedi lights, and if they beat my score, then I'll come on here and say that they're better than me. But until then, I got the belt.
How many challenges have you received?
Not many. I think there's a lot of fear out there.
I do like the challenge. What coaches, it's definitely great to have you on. Want to kind of ask you a couple of questions that, you know, kind of going around the social media and this show in particular. I know you did in your opening press conference, you kind of, you know, explained why Louisville, but could you give us another quick why Louisville? What drew you in? What made you think this was a potential, you know, a good spot for your career?
Yeah, of course. I mean, it's just the magnitude of the program, to be honest. Like, this is an MBA program in college. The pressure-filled environment is something that's really exciting to be in with the level of expectations on this program to win and win big. I think the opportunity to work with this group of players and their development process and going towards being pros. So it checks off a lot of boxes of different things that excite me. And the opportunity and the platform to do this on a big stage nationally.
You seem to have a kind of a program, a step-by-step thing, you know, like kind of already listed when you got here. You know, you seem to know, you know, the steps on where you want to develop the players. What step would you call yourself in right now as far as, you know, are you getting comfortable with the players and are you learning their skill sets? Like, what level of individual instruction are you in right now?
Yeah, I mean, I think we're forever learning their skill sets and forever building relationships with those guys. But I think we're obviously trying to instill a style of play and skill sets that will match that style of play while still like leveraging the strengths that each of our individual players already bring to the table. And so starting to learn those, starting to grow those, starting to develop things that maybe they're going to have the opportunity to do in the way we're playing that they haven't had previously. And so just starting to go through that process, and yeah, it's early days. We're 3 weeks in to being on the court.
Speaking of skill sets, this is kind of one of my pet peeves. I don't know how familiar you are with the history of the dunk and the University of Louisville. Being that I am a big proponent of strong finishing, a dunk is worth more than 2 points. Where do you stand on the dunking, and how do you encourage more strong finishing around the basket?
I love it. I love a good dunk shot, as my fellow assistant Coach Fennell likes to say. So we encourage dunk shots. We love the dunk shot. We absolutely do a lot in terms of attacking finishing drills, going to the basket where we'll start from neutral advantages, where they have zero advantage. They got to create their own advantage. We'll start from 70-80% advantage at times, which will result in different type of finishes. And then we're like drill from a place of like a 50% advantage start where you kind of got the guy half beat already. And so all those things will give you kind of different finishing angles and kind of building in help defense behind that coming from different angles. Mm-hmm. So being able to attack the rim with ferocity and aggressiveness is a great thing. At the same time in the college game where the floor gets a little bit tighter because of the spacing and of everything. Like, I mean, I think the charge call might be the favorite whistle in the game here. So like you gotta have some pace and some body control when you're going there and stuff. But hopefully with the way we space the floor and stuff, there'll be more avenues, more driving lanes, more space to roll for our guys to be able to get up and get on the rim.
Talking with assistant coach Ross McManus here. Coach, Steve Rummage here. My first introduction to you was on a podcast. I was listening. It was about an hour and 10 minutes long, and I sat there and I listened to the entire thing, and it was awesome to kind of hear your philosophy. As a fellow Potterhead, I was kind of caught when you talked about your golden snitch and kind of how you taught the offense around that. Is that a philosophy that you're bringing here? And if yes, could you explain a little bit of that to people who are listening?
Yeah, we haven't touched on that yet.
Fair enough.
We may introduce that drill eventually and stuff. And that's I would say that's less. Gosh, when it comes to that specific golden snitch drill that I referenced in that podcast, I would say that's less philosophy as much as it is like a drill in terms of like a way to breed creativity amongst the players. So for the people listening who didn't listen to that, like basically just playing 5-on-5 and you're going to designate a player on each team where their points are worth double. Any, basically like shot that they get off of something that's like a, not just them off like a straight ISO, but so it has to come off of something assisted or off the momentum of the action that you're running, their points are worth double in that circumstance. And so without ever putting in any sets or any plays or giving the players any direction, naturally kind of players will recognize that, pick up on it, and they'll start self-organizing different ways to spring this guy open to because of the gravity that he now has because of the extra points awarded to him. And then if they do a good enough job doing that, then eventually what happens is he draws so much attention that it's not him just forcing up tough shots, it's him finding his teammates for open looks. And so, like, if you look at the Golden State Warriors, like, Stephen Curry, that's a real-life Golden Snitch. Like, he lives his life like that, right? With the, attention that he draws. You know what I mean? And so we're just trying to create that environment where it's a nice way to get players to kind of naturally find actions and get creative, find a quick handoff, find a quick pin down, and start thinking the game that way of springing their teammate open. And then you kind of can catch those moments and say, hey, you saw that thing you just did right there? That's something that's going to be in our offense. Yeah, I mean, and but now they're able to grab ownership of it a little bit better.
Yeah. Two quick questions before I get you out of here. One, is there any guy on the team right now with a skill set, more or less like the bowl of clay guy that you just like get a little extra excited to work with? I'm not sure if you've been around him long enough to kind of, you know, be surprised with a guy's skill set, but I definitely have to ask: is there anybody who kind of jumps off the page at you?
I'm going to give you a really boring answer, but it's a true answer. And that's every single one of these guys really does excite me. Like, they all got their own strengths and stuff, and they all got their own strengths, and they all have their own new opportunities presented by different things they may be doing with how we're playing and stuff and areas to grow. And every bit of that is exciting with every one of these guys, man. And it's like, it's one thing if these guys weren't workers and didn't approach the gym with a level of energy and stuff every day, but these guys love the game. It's hard to get them out of the gym and stuff. And I mean, we got the hour restrictions on us,
right?
But it's like, it's a pleasure to get in the gym when we do get to with these guys. Those guys are in there plenty of times without us.
Last one before I get you out of here. Is there a name that you like to name drop and brag and say, yeah, I used to work with this guy. If there's just one shameless plug name that you like to drop, who would that name be?
I'm not a name drop guy, but I will tell you one thing. I know you guys were having an argument about whether I was 42 or 32, and so and the person who thought I was 42 was out here saying that I worked with Yao Ming. not even close. Once upon a time when I was 12 years old at the '02 World Champs. Chasing the New Zealand national team around as a young basketball junkie,
right.
Yao Ming was getting into the bus on the side of the road, and I sprinted up to him and asked him for his autograph. That's about as close as I've been to inspiring Yao and training him in my life.
Listen, Coach McMaines,
last one, and I swear we're going to get you out of here on this. Did you really take a boat to school?
Yeah.
That's a true story?
I grew up taking a ferry to school. I grew up on Waiheke Island in New Zealand, and I'd take a ferry to school every day. Sit down with the rest of the businessmen and get my donut and read the sports page.
This is a perfect way to wrap up. Listen, Coach, I do appreciate you giving me a couple minutes of your time. Looking forward to, you know, a good season and having you back again if possible. Yeah. Thanks again.
Awesome. I appreciate you guys. Thanks a lot.
Absolutely. Right, that Coach. Was... Coach Ross McMaines.
Yeah.
Listen, we use this phrase. I think it's on the top of my Twitter. The faux humility of Ross McMaines did not exist there.
No. He's a hooper, man.
He said, without question, yeah. Marcus.
Yeah, look.
Yes, I have the best handles, and I dare anyone around here to say any different.
Yeah.
And
he's a player.
And he was willing to say, and I welcome all challengers. And if Jared West or anybody doesn't like it, that I got the best handles in this building, tell them to feel free to step up.
Listen. Listen, Mike. Cahill. He just moved to number one. On my list. On the Steve Rummage favorites. And listen, and Coach Mike, you were there. Because you pulled up here and you was listening to us and you waved at us and it was awesome. And I think, and look, Coach Mack, don't play. I don't know.
We got to get
fool around. Don't give me the MVP.
we get. That's funny.
Steve. Yeah. Look, I look. Hey, well, I guess I shouldn't do that to Coach Mack right now. But give me the MVP.
Put the pressure on.
Yeah, no. Yeah. Or I'm not gonna.
We do appreciate taking our time. I tell you what, we'll take our last early break because I got a feeling.
So he listened and he heard. The 32-42. So
I thought that, yeah.
We got to break that down, too.
Yeah.
Last commercial break. Middays with Marcus Maben on 939 The Ville.
Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker. Earn $14.50 plus up to $425 in weekly bonuses depending on shift. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
CarMax is hiring experienced auto technicians for many of its 200-plus stores nationwide. If you're looking for a job where you can make a great living while working on the cars that you love, then CarMax is the place for you. Join CarMax to grow your technical expertise and work with state-of-the-art tools and technology. Work with the cars you love. Join CarMax. Apply today at CarMaxAutoTech.com.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben, 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. If you stepped away for a second or if you are just now joining us for the home stretch, we did just have Coach Ross McMaines on. A very good interview.
Yeah, well, text line. Let me read a couple of them. It says, people said he'd be boring, but I think he's great. It's about the questions you ask. Great job, fellas. Cool dude right there. Good job. Excellent interview, guys. And he sounds like a cool person. Said he was ready to hang for 30 minutes. Y'all cut him off. Well, look, he might have been, but he had practice he got to get to.
You think I'm taking him away from them babies over there so he can clown around with us? You crazy?
Says, Steve, I love y'all, man. Best show on radio. I'm about to smoke some good right now. Well, he brought me back. That was awesome. He was like, the only thing awkward about that question is how all the guys feel about challenging me. That's funny, man.
Oh. You know what?
Appreciate that, y'all, real quick.
I do appreciate that. And you know what? Isn't it great when people can just compliment other people and don't have to just find a way to pick apart something?
I know.
God.
Think about that. Somebody listened to that interview and was like, I'm going to go light one up.
It doesn't get any better than that.
That was so
Steve.
Good. Look.
Yeah. I'm a rubber.
That was a dang good interview, boys.
I feel better about my team. I mean, listen. All jokes aside.
Yeah, seriously.
Did you hear that energy that he's bringing over there in that, in the workouts?
Yeah, man.
Like without question, I'm the best.
Imagine being a guard and the coach saying, "Hey, man, look, when you can outdo me on this drill, then we'll chat. Until then, do what I say." You know what I mean? Like,
or challenge. I dare you to challenge me.
Yeah, you're right. No, I love that energy. And I say that he'll earn the respect. He knows how the game works. He'll earn the respect of the players. And that's why you do that. That's why he does drills like that. That's why he puts that on social media. That earns the respect of the players, man. That earns the respect of the recruits. That's why Gus Bus, when he sees, Ross McMaines is coming on, Gus Bus is tweeting. Ross McMaines ain't been here 3 months, and Gus Bus didn't tweet about anybody else. You know, he responded to us about Ross McMaines because he was here, and he was like, let me see a dude that does the thing.
The Jedi, Jedi drill. So, yeah. But.
Somebody said YouTube.
Since we talked about.
Y'all just be glad. Y'all almost missed YouTube. Y'all almost missed the whole interview. So
YouTube was that close to missing the entire interview. Okay, well, I did. I said I appreciated the compliments on that and not picking it apart.
Seriously.
It's time to pick apart.
Now let's pick it apart. Yeah.
Brian Hall, what stood out to you the most in the interview with Coach Ross McMaines?
When you all brought up, there was a couple things. I mean, obviously, when you brought up the drill that he was doing.
It's one thing. What stood out the most?
That's what I'm doing. The drill that Steve talked about, that he talked about in his podcast, mm-hmm. if he was moving that over, and he said that they haven't done it yet. And not that this is very telling, but we kind of thought that, you know, Ross McMaines was coming in and that they were going to transition to a lot of his drills and do a lot of his things, and one of his most prominent ones we're not even doing yet. So it still kind of tells me that we're still kind of more running MAC drills right now, and we might filter in some Ross McMaines drills over time.
Or just individual instruction.
Yeah,
just
I was going to say.
Yeah, getting better at what you do.
I think that a lot of it, too, was...
Texter, yes, we're going to get there.
Yeah, you know
that's where we're going.
I think a lot of it, too, is look, he's saying, look, we're laying a foundation. You know, we're laying a foundation first, and then we'll get to that. You know, then we'll get to drills. Yeah.
Okay, so are you going to take that text, Steve, and acknowledge that that's the thing that stood out in your mind?
We have to acknowledge it, okay? The dunk shot.
Ross, oh, baby. Oh, Ross. Listen, I'm glad you were self-aware enough to clean that up and say, as my coach, as a coach would say, the dunk shot. But, oh, baby. Coach, not here.
thought he Spencer Keatsman does for a second.
You want to play some hoops?
Yeah. I can beat Stephen Hoops. First off, let's get past how disrespectful that is.
Nobody who says
I mean, you don't even have you have Sperry's on. Yeah, I don't need ball shoes
to beat you, Spencer. Spencer Keesman told Steve I can beat you.
I was like, I literally was like, I looked at Marcus and right in front of Spencer, I said, like, do I look that bad? Like. I mean, I need to change things up, man.
Listen, Spencer Keatsman had a look in his eye, y'all, like he was getting ready to take Steve Rummage to school.
Like, we're in an AAU event, dude. Like,
okay, so dunk shot.
Yeah, I mean.
He did clean it up, Steve. He did blame it on somebody else.
Oh, God.
But everybody heard it in Louisville.
Yeah.
Coach, I would 100% encourage you to, even though that's a joke.
Yeah.
Don't use that phrase ever again. And you should read the boards on the dunk. And... I know you're listening. I heard him, and he talked about pace and changing pace. And
you sounded a little snobby.
We are.
Yeah, I was gonna say you sounded a little snobby on that question.
No, I had to.
When you were like, you know, do you understand the? I thought you was about to give your stats. It was close. It was close.
That would have been a perfect spot to interject.
I thought you was about to interject.
Being that I'm a top.
Yeah.
7 all-time dunker.
Yeah, you sounded a little snobby when you said
you don't think that I have to be snobby when I talk about.
I hated it. I'm just saying that's what you sounded like.
Oh, so you're saying empathetically, if you were Ross McMaines, you would say, "Why is he coming at me like this about this dunk?"
Yeah, like I mean, I'm not saying like it was. I agree because when you said
you don't think somebody prepared him over there and just said, "Coach, he's going to ask you about dunk."
Well, I mean, just when you said, like, you know, I don't know. The way you phrased it, I believe, was.
I'm not sure.
I don't know if you basically, if you understand the history of the dunk here at Louisville. Like, you know, he's like, well, I'm sorry. I didn't know y'all.
Invented the dunk.
And it's like, well, we kind of did.
We're the first school to ever stat it. Use it as a stat, Steve.
Yeah, no, I know.
The dunk and the high five, Coach. We take it serious.
So,
Brian, did you think I sounded snobby talking about the dunk?
No, not really. That's, I mean, fair. I didn't catch the same vibe that Steve did. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know a little bit about what he's talking about. I kind of thought you were going to start spitting your stats, too.
Texters, did I sound snobby as a Louisville person talking about the dunk? And did you think I should, or, sorry, not and, or... Do you think I should have sounded snobbier about it?
We are the doctors of dunk, all right?
I get it. I'm not saying I'm against it.
I can't wait till y'all get in the season and see somebody not dunking. Marcus, no. I tried to bring it up. And Steve called me snobby.
But can we just say dunk shot's a thing from here on out? It's a thing. No, it's a thing. I'm going to refer to it as dunk shot from here on out.
I'm
going to
kill everybody who does it.
Well, okay. Dunk shot. I'm doing it. I mean, I didn't say that, like, kill me. That was just.
I'm not.
I wasn't being a jackass. No, it just kind of come up. Hey, Ed, dunk shot. Kill me. No, but I was saying.
Challenge.
He's going to kill everybody. Do it. Dunk shot. Still alive? It's 11:27.
I know.
You said that. 11:25. I'm still
know. I know. No. That's when you take off the glove, Steve.
But I'm just saying.
I challenge you to a duel.
I'm just saying, I think that that's going to catch. I think that's going to catch on. Like I'm
going to hate that joke.
I'm going to see, look, the villains, we're going to have dunk shot signs.
Okay, I'm going to say this right now. I should actually do it. If y'all are listening.
Mm-hmm.
We're all family here, right? Can I change my Twitter handle to Dunkshot Maven and y'all not steal it, please?
Dunkshot.
I'm going to change it to Dunkshot Maven, and I don't want y'all to steal it. Y'all are listening right now.
Yeah.
And if I get on Twitter and see somebody before I have a chance to change my Twitter to Dunkshot Maven.
Somebody said Coach Crum called it the Dunkshot.
I think he did before. But you got to think, Coach Crum was there when you weren't allowed to dunk.
Yeah.
Listen, they banned Lou Alcindor from dunking, Steve.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Walton couldn't dunk. Crum was there. So, yeah, it's literally a dunk shot for him.
Somebody said you. They thought you were going to read your stat off as well.
Do I sound that arrogant? Or is it like, why wouldn't I?
Dunk shot sounds like a Euro step layup.
I think we made fun.
Texter says, I don't hate it. You should have spit your stats, Marcus.
So they're giving me a pass on that?
Marcus, you did sound a little elitist, but I loved it. We're the doctors of dunk. Sounds like Steve wants to fight. I know that did sound
bad. That's what I was supposed to say, right?
We should embrace dunk shot. Steve just said the same thing. Oh, okay. I'm going to make a shirt. Can we get dunk shot shirts?
I knew that was coming.
Can we get dunk shot shirts? I already claimed that NIL on dunk shot. I will wear a dunk shot shirt to the game. It's a thing now. Look, our buddy Jeremy just sent me dunk shot is actually in the definition. It is the definition of a dunk shot is a shot in basketball made by jumping high into the air and throwing the ball down through the basket. It's actually a dunk shot.
Jesus.
He also sent me that. So there's that.
It's a shot, but it's not a dunk.
Yeah. So anyways, so I love it. Doctors of Dunk Shot. The Doctors of Dunk Shot.
What did we do? Release the Kraken!
Somebody said, I love the hell out of you guys, but I do think you go way overboard with your obsession with the dunk.
Who said that?
That was this texter right here. If you want to take their number down and send them nasty texts.
Is that 812?
No.
No, I was going to say, what would they know about dunking in Indiana?
No, this is a good texter.
Sorry.
Good texter. Yeah, no, it's a good texter. Look, he said, they said they love us.
No, I just saw the
James Naismith said dunk shots were illegal. We are now the shotters of dunk. Just dunk shot the dang ball. The text line is just tremendous right now.
By the way, I'm dunk shot Maven now.
Yeah. No, I love it. I'm in.
I don't know why. Y'all, this is peer pressure.
No, but it's going to, listen, don't blame me. Blame Coach Ross.
Coach.
Rossi. Rossi McMaines.
Coach Ross. Dunk shot. Listen, my high school coach was Coach Ross.
I know. I wish. Slam dunk shot.
Oh, goodness gracious. Oh, yeah,
no, it's on, dude. He has no idea what he's done. 812 just got pissed. There's some 812s coming in right now. There's some 812s coming in right now. 812 Indiana All-Stars dunked all over Kentucky.
I played for Tennessee Georgia All-Star game.
To be fair, our coach was scared pissless. So, what'd you expect? Did you hear him on Diener? Scared to death.
That was bad.
Windmill dunk shot. It's on now. He has no idea what he's done. This dunk shot may be his.
And he's going to get tagged in all this.
Oh, it's going to be his introduction.
Y'all should tag him, actually. Should go find him on Twitter and give him some dunk shot love.
Dunk shot McMaines and dunk shot May.
Yeah.
Man. Okay, so that stood out to you, Steve.
Could you imagine? I'm sorry, we got texts too, or we got phone calls.
Marcus is elite. Yeah, you skipped over that one, Steve. You skipped over that one. Yeah, somebody put Marcus is elite.
Wait a minute. No, listen, where's that at? Oh, yeah. Oh, okay, yeah, I was wrong. Is the dunk shot made with tequila or vodka? Could you imagine the trash talk?
Which bar is going to call something the dunk shot? Pegs.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You got to make a drink right now. Call the dunk shot. Somebody said, can you imagine the trash talk? I just dunk shot all over you. We're going to shot all over teams, dude. That's what we're going to do. We're going to be like, we just dunk shot all over you. Yeah. You want some of this? Let's see.
They're going to yell dunk shot like you yell and one.
Oh, yeah.
Dunk shot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. If you've only dunked twice while you were there, but as many dunks as Marcus had, you're allowed to ask the question. That's fair. Dunk shot Cardinal Bird. Instead of the dunking Cardinal Bird. The dunk. His Twitter is going to blow up. Yeah. Y'all remember that movie, Slam Dunk Shot Ernest?
That's not true. Look, I almost thought that was really true.
Somebody said, look, this is a good point. This texter's like, wait a minute. This has turned into basically maybe he just stole Cahill's dunk shot thunder. Like, we're giving this to Ross McMahon. No.
Yeah. He came on here and talked about it. He owns it.
I know. That's pretty funny.
Yeah. Listen, and tag him too. Listen, after he's done training those babies.
Yeah.
He's going to read a little Twitter, too. He obviously heard about his age debate.
Yeah.
Steve?
Yeah.
What was he doing when he was listening to us talk debate his age?
He was probably, he's probably just like, y'all, like, I mean, y'all, do I look, like, do I look 40-something?
You think he was offended by that?
Yeah.
He obviously was a bit. Yeah. He's like, y'all think I worked at Yao Ming? Like, what are you?
Yeah. He's like, Yao Ming?
Yeah, I was 48 when I was 12.
I know.
Let me get to the phone lines. Keith, thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys. The minute he said that dunk shot, every Louisville fan's ears perked up at that point. Say, what the heck? Secondly, the dude that texted in said that you talk about dunking too much is either not a Louisville fan or one that needs to have his Louisville basketball card ripped from him.
And thirdly,
I think since the dunk was, started here, we should be the one to come up with the definition of a dunk, not somebody else.
Fair enough.
And I don't know anybody that calls it a dunk shot. There's not much shooting involved in it.
Mm. Well, all of us do now.
This is the thing.
We are.
Appreciate it, Keith.
We're evolution.
Yeah, just learn to embrace it.
Look, they say everything is recycled. It was once called the dunk shot. By James Naismith, now it has been reborn.
Yeah. No, this is a thing.
Who we got on here? Dunkshot Frank.
Thanks
for joining us on Middays with Marcus Maven. Fire away, my man.
All right, real quick, man. First of all, y'all are killing me on there. I just got three quick things, and I'm going to hang up and enjoy the rest of the show. First and foremost, Marcus, we got to change the intro of your show. So when Bill Raftery says, Marcus Maven, with the dunk shot, we got to do a voiceover or something. The second thing is, Marcus, guess what? You are royalty, all right? Top 10 in U of L history for the dunk shot.
Okay?
So you have every right to spit off your stats. And the third thing is, somebody needs to get together with Coach Manis and let him know, we just don't say that. Not here in the Ville. We the doctors of dunks, not the doctors of dunk shot. We got Dr. Dunkingstein, not Dr. Dunkshotstein. We created the dunk, all right? It may have been the dunk, but we made it famous. So, again, we got to – somebody go over and talk to Coach Madness and just let him know, hey, you just certain things you can't say, and that is one of them. But – otherwise, man, I'm loving the show. Y'all have a great day, and I listen to y'all every day anyway. So, hey, continue the good work, and love y'all. So y'all take care, and Long live the dunk shot.
I appreciate the call. I mean, I think we can be snobs and enjoy the dunk shot simultaneously. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. No, this is ours, man. Yeah. This is ours.
Somebody's going to wake up and get on Twitter and say, what the hell is this dunk shot thing? Somebody who worked an all-night shift, they got off at 3 o'clock this morning. They sleep, you know, they sleep their 7 hours, you know, 6 hours, sleep until 12, you know. And they're going to wake up and look at Twitter, and they're going to look at this text line and say, okay, what did I miss?
Yeah.
Like I went to bed, and dunking was a thing.
Yes.
And I wake up in my city of Louisville and Louisville Twitter.
Yep. And now it's all changed.
And they're gonna listen, they're gonna tune in and see, let me go to Maven's Twitter and see if there's any, you know, good news on it, mm-hmm. on Curry or anything. And they're gonna say, Marcus Maven, wait, I don't see Mark. Wait, that looks like his profiling. Dunk shot Maven.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. No, it's fair.
I don't even know how long I'm going to be able to leave that up there. But.
No, I love it. I absolutely love it. So I'm a fan. Oh, no, I did think he was good, though. Kind of getting back to a little bit, just what he was actually talking about.
he said, say dunk shot again, Samuel Jackson.
Say it again.
Yeah.
Pinky.
I dare, oh, yeah, or Pinky.
Say it again.
I dare you. Say dunk shot again.
Yeah. Say it again. You know, but no, there was a lot of good stuff in there, man. And it was, I actually do believe him on his answer when you ask him if there was one kind of bowl of clay person.
Mm-hmm.
This is probably the first time he's worked, like, where his money relied on it, like, mm-hmm. with guys this young. You know, usually he's taking guys that are coming out of college, yep. or coming out of the pro Euro game.
Already, you know, yeah. like.
And prepping them.
Yeah, professional.
So that's why I kind of was like, he probably's telling the truth on really all of them are kind of. Yeah,
you're getting them raw.
Yeah.
You're getting a lot of them raw.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's like so I think he probably was.
Is Jared West the closest to beating him in the Jedi? Is that why he brought his name up?
He brought him and L. Ellis up.
I didn't hear yeah, Ellis. Yeah,
he
okay.
said West and Ellis. He did say those two. I bet L. Ellis would challenge him. I don't know if he could beat him. But L. Ellis has kind of got that
Who got
attitude. Doc.
Doc, thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind?
Marcus, I was wondering, if you can't dunk shot it in, are you supposed to lay up shot it in?
Is this going to drive you crazy, Doc?
For real.
Appreciate it, man. That's awesome.
Appreciate the call. No, some people are it's redefining their language and yes. the way they speak, and some people just can't adjust to
well,
that.
Well, today
one.
Was a redefining day for a lot of people. So,
Josh, thanks for joining us on Middays with Marcus Maven. What's on your mind, my man?
Nothing. Hey, good. I'm just listening to the debate about the dunk shot.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be a dunk shot. What do you? You don't call a half-court shot half-court or yeah. a three-point shot three-point. A true. Game-winning shot, you don't call it game-winning. Yeah. It's got to be dunk shot, and I'm old school by no means, but no, it's got to be a dunk shot. It's a shot.
So you're okay with redefining what we build our brand on?
No. No, you can't build a brand on dunk shot, but... I do feel like it is a shot. You can't have a 3-point shot without
listen,
shot. It's Josh, not 3 points.
So Josh, the existential question is a dunk a shot?
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely.
I agree.
Yeah, absolutely.
I agree.
Look, I mean, it is a shot.
Hey, and Josh, we appreciate it, man. Listen, I agree because. What do we know? I appreciate it, man. Yeah. I would just not
keep going.
Well, no, I was telling Josh I appreciate it. I was waiting for Brian
to hang up. Oh, yeah, appreciate the call, Josh.
Appreciate the call, man. Or not. We'll hang up. Okay.
Okay. Just hang up. What do you mean? Okay. You're still on the line listening.
Okay. We still had the air thing going.
Talk to you on air.
In our ear.
Okay, go ahead and play it real quick. If you got it accessible, because I mean I just want to get it out of my system real quick.
Okay. Fair enough. That's you.
I was sure he was quick. Brian knows what he's doing.
Okay. No, yeah.
I gotta load it. It's 8 seconds away.
We have to finish this debate. We have to get it out of our system. I am. On docket, midday docket, 61943. Ross McMaines versus Dunk Shot Maven is the case.
Okay.
Actually, Dunk Shot McMaines versus a doctor of Dunk Maven. Okay. The dunk is not a shot. The dunk is a forceful manner of scoring the basketball. Can a dunk be blocked? It's not considered a dunk if it's blocked. If I dunk the ball, there's no option other than it's going through the rim forcefully. If it gets blocked, it's called a layup blocked.
That's fair. I'll listen to that.
So, if I were to ask anyone, if I were to ask traditionally, what's the window of dunk shot? Mm-hmm. Coach Crumman before can say dunk shot, and June 30th and after, people can say dunk shot. But anybody in between the last 35 to... How long was Crumman here? Last 50 years of basketball, you can't say dunk shot.
Okay, but here's my only problem. Your field goal percentage goes up if you did nothing but dunk the ball.
If you did nothing but dunk the ball, your field goal percentage would be the same, 100%.
Yeah, that's my point.
It wouldn't go up because it started 100% and never have to move.
But it would be the same as if you hit all your threes. It's a shot.
It's not a shot.
Your field goal percentage is your shot. It's what you shoot from the field. And dunks count towards that.
Field goal. Sorry.
It's a percentage.
Doesn't have a percentage.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
Yes.
If you dunking is 100%.
According to the field goal percentage, it's not
100%. Jalen Withers, dunking is 100%.
Honest Mahmood. No, it's not.
No. Yes. Ask Bam Adebayo. Dunking is 100%. Success rate.
Honest dunk a ball and then try to catch it with his other hand.
Oh, my God.
It's not 100%.
Oh, my God. How could it not be 100%? It's not a dunk then.
No, it's a missed dunk.
No, that's a missed layup.
No.
That's a missed layup.
No.
If it doesn't dunk, if it doesn't score, it's a missed layup.
Listen, that goofy dude hanging from that rim that day was dunking the basketball. He was dunking the basketball.
No, he wasn't. He was laying it up.
No, he was not laying it up.
Steve, when he was hanging onto the rim and trying to pick up the basketball with his left hand and put it in, that was a layup.
I can't climb across the monkey bars without hanging on them. Like, there's no way. Like, it doesn't count. You can't say, well, he was hanging from the rim while he was laying it up. It's a stat. It's not like, okay, here's your dunking field goal percentage and then your shot field goal percentage. It's all the same.
Because a dunk is 100%. It doesn't need a percentage but a dunk.
But it counts towards your shot percentage.
Because that's a bad stat now. No more field goal percentage.
Listen, you're having an argument with the wrong person here. We need to bring in Dr. James Naismith and the person who made the game
Coach
of basketball.
Coach Crum created the word dunk shot, Steve. What?
See? And he's a legend.
Can you listen to... So am I!
Not as, with all due respect.
In the world of dunking?
Okay, well, yeah, but you didn't have two national titles.
Not even tournament. Well, listen, I played in two tournament games.
You did. And that's a big accomplishment.
And I dunked in both of them.
Did you? I didn't know that. If a dunk doesn't classify as a shot, then a free throw doesn't count either. Because technically, dunking is throwing the ball and not shooting it. All it's dunks are shots, but not all shots are dunks. A dunk is a field goal. Dwayne Morton missed a dunk at the buzzer, and we lost to Western Kentucky.
Okay, Brian. You've heard the debate. You've heard the case. What say you?
I am, I like the last, I think a dunk is technically considered a shot, but I would never throw shot at the end of dunk. Dunk is a thing in itself, and I agree with the texter who texts in that it's almost more of a throw because there is no form of a release. It's a downward motion as opposed to a shot being a flick of the wrist. Whereas a dunk is, I'm taking the ball above the rim and throwing it down. So there's not really a form of a shot. I get the point of a shot because, like, you have to have some form of something to get the ball into the hoop. There's got to be some motion. But I believe that the motion is different for a dunk than a shot. So I understand where people are saying dunk shot's reasonable. But a dunk is a downward thrust. A shot is a flick of the wrist upwards.
I took this case pro bono, by the way. So this is, I don't want this one on my record, on my legal team's record.
Somebody said it's not 100%. Look up Dwight Howard games. He misses at least one a game where the ball bounces to half court. Do you hang on the rim before a dunk? I don't think so. That's a layup. Fair enough.
I'm reading this right now. Hold on. Keep on going, because I'm going to have to read this out loud, Steve.
Somebody says, to your point, dunking shot donuts just don't sound right. The dunk spike. I guess there's a lot we could do here. But I am in the corner.
Let me say this, though.
Go ahead.
Whether you dunk the ball or you shoot a two-point shot, it still counts as a field goal.
I see. That's what I say, too.
I thought, you know what, Brian? I was about to go crazy. I thought you were going to say, 2 points is 2 points. Uh-huh. No, it isn't.
I'm saying when you dunk the ball, it counts as a field goal attempt.
I agree. See, I agree with you on that.
Okay, I'll leave one part about it. Brian, pull that music all the way off. I want to give a shout out right now.
Okay.
Even spell my name right. Sean Smith, local comedian and daily listener, featuring at the Comedy Caravan next weekend with headliner Johnny LaQuasto. Both sports fans. Johnny's also a professional wrestler commentator. And would love, we'll go there. I'll get back with you. Comedy Caravan, okay. I want to give a shout out, Sean Smith, Comedy Caravan. Sorry, I didn't pronounce Johnny's name the right way, but I'll be responding to this email at the end of the show.
Very
so,
cool.
Yeah, so
very
shout cool. Yeah, shout out on that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it came across my quick email. So
two words, Lorenzo Wade. That's a fact.
I swear that Syracuse guy put his hand right up through the middle of the rim when I was dunking it, and Coach Crum sat me on the bench talking about lay it up. And I looked at Vince Taylor, and he was like, Coach, he goaltended it. And Coach didn't care, Steve. And I had to sit down on the bench.
Yeah, that's fair.
Use the glass, I keep telling you.
Let me end on this text right here. I think this is a good question. Before y'all sign off today, give us your prediction on the biggest name dollar amount, name, image, likeness deal announced before your show tomorrow.
That's a good question, because do you think it'll happen that fast? Do you think that there's somebody that's lined up right now that it might be like, boom, boom, you hear something by in the morning, like, yeah, there's a couple that
Okay, put it this way. I don't think any of the deals are going to be concrete enough. Like, you might hear roundabout numbers, but you're not going to hear details of a contract, first and foremost. But I just, to me, this thing is like Y2K. Everybody just like, oh, well, you know, what's going to happen at 12 o'clock? What's going to happen?
My dad went all in on Y2K.
Did he?
No, the opposite. he was like the anti-COVID guy.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Like on Y2K. Because mm-hmm. like my dad was like, no, we're not buying anything. We're not buying one can.
Yes.
We're not buying one extra thing of milk.
Yes.
He's like, we're going to sit in this living room yes. together. We're going to watch it.
Yes.
And then at midnight, and I will say, I think for about 5 seconds, I saw my dad go. And then as soon as it turned midnight, right. that ball dropped, my dad was like, I told y'all. That's why we didn't do anything.
Right.
A bunch of people out there wasting a bunch of money. Look, and now my dad, look, and then my dad's like, what shoes do you want? Because now we got extra money. I'm like, all right, dude.
Listen, I sat in my station house apartment on this little TV, this little box TV that was like right next to my bed. And I sat there and 3, 2, 1.
Like, now I got a $1,500 Y2K compatible compact computer.
Right.
Yeah.
Right?
I remember that was my papa got one. He was like, it says Y2K.
Y2K proof.
Yeah, they started selling them.
I know.
They started selling TVs and computers.
That's why I'm never.
They took advantage of y'all.
That's why I'm never going to forgive y'all for the toilet paper. I'm never going to forgive y'all. Everything you panicked out. Like the G2 that Drew Diener, I'm never gonna forgive y'all for this panic stuff.
Drew was legitimately worried.
Yeah, I know he was. I stopped by multiple stores just to see if it was real. Y'all get on my nerves with this panic stuff, man. Grow your own food already. If you're gonna just be that panicked, golly. I swear, I'm gonna sell some product, and I'm gonna do like Cartman in that South Park video in that show where he bought Cartman land and just said, "You can't get in," and then everybody wanted to look. He had lines around the whole world trying to get into Cartman land because people said you can't get in.
Yeah, it's like I gotta have it. I need it. I gotta have it.
Stop panic buying everything. Or just take your time getting prepared for anything. Goodness gracious.
Fun show today, man. Now I get, you know what I get to cap this off with? A trip to the dentist.
Will you please go grab me a Cali Club, Steve? Please.
I guess.
Good luck at the dentist, man.
I can't eat nothing. I gotta go.
Let's get out of here then. Middays with Marcus Maven on 939 The Bill.